The house in Waipahu went up in flames overnight. This happened on Peke Lane. Firefighters arrived on scene around 1:45 this morning. Flames were fully extinguished just after 3:30. There's no word yet on a cause. One neighbor told us that the home is abandoned. EMS reported no injuries. Fire officials say that they will send an update once the final investigation is complete. Honolulu taxpayers will pay nearly $3 million to the victims in a public corruption scandal. Gerard Puana and his siblings will share $2.85 million to end a civil rights lawsuit against the city after he was wrongfully arrested, jailed, and prosecuted. This was in a scheme organized by his niece, Catherine Kealoha, and her now estranged husband, ex-Honolulu Police Chief Louis Kealoha, for the theft of their mailbox back 10 years ago. The Kealohas and two other former police officers remain in prison. The settlement has yet to be approved by the city council.
When we're faced with a trial and the possibility that there might be subsequent appeals and other delays, you know, we really needed to get this over so that he can resume his life and get his life back.
The Puana family also received money from the sale of the Kealoha's Hawaii Kai home and continues to get money from Louis Kealoha's pension. On Maui, police say an argument over a parking spot led to a stabbing. Police have charged 63-year-old Yasa Yokchan of Kihei with second-degree assault. He's accused of attacking a 29-year-old man in the chest around 9:30 Tuesday night. This happened at the shops at Wailea. The victim was taken to the hospital, and we're told he is in stable condition. The suspect is being held on $5,000 bail. An Oahu grand jury indicted a 29-year-old man on sex trafficking charges and kidnapping charges. Manuel Thomas is being held without bail at OCCC. According to court documents, he is accused of drugging and pimping a woman and holding her against her will. She told police she escaped when she was finally able to message her mother on Instagram. If convicted, Thomas faces more than 20 years in prison. New this morning, Albert Kumia Jr. has been sentenced to 10 years in prison. The 36-year-old from Puna pleaded guilty to stealing an SUV from a Hilo business parking lot last year. He had already been on probation for property and drug crimes.
The first half of the weekend, Friday, Saturday, not going to be all that good, especially if you're on Kauai and Oahu. That's when we are telling everybody to get ready for wet weather. I mean, for Kauai and Oahu, right? There's a potential for heavy rain on Friday and then potential thunderstorms as well in the mix. So again, if you live in a flood-prone area, take precautions. What would you do if heavy rain were to come and you knew ahead of time? That's going to be the case for Friday and Saturday for Kauai and Oahu, significantly drying on Sunday, and that's when the trade-ins will start picking up speed as well.
This See It Now digital news brief is sponsored by Long's Drugs, bringing our heart to every moment of your health.